Okay, I'm back. I am back. And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, who, by the way, I want to remind you all, he will be back on Monday.
Monday?
He will be back on Monday. Yes.
That starts with an M. Monday.
Monday. I'm going to work on my pronunciations the rest of the hour. That feels really good. Okay, and I'm joined by Dan Muir, and we are now going into our movie rentals segment. This week's movies are movies with a Saturday Night Live cast member.
That is correct.
SNL cast members. This is going to be fun, isn't it?
I think so.
There's
a lot of great movies out there, a lot of really goofy movies, and as you would expect.
And there are just flat out so many movies.
There's a lot.
I know. And by the way, folks, if you have any ideas, give us a call here at 303-477-5600. Richard will join us here in a moment. Or you can text 307-200-8222. And John Rush is waiting for those texts. He will forward them to me.
Oh, wow.
Who's your favorite SNL cast member?
That is like, oh, God. That's not a fair question.
I didn't want to be fair.
That's not a fair.
Why would I start being fair?
You know, I mean, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, I love those guys.
I thought the best shows were the oldest classic ones, but I don't think they made the best movie actors. I think the best movie actors came a little later. The Eddie Murphys.
Eddie Murphy's fantastic. But you asked me who my favorite characters were.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you.
You can't beat Eddie Murphy as, wasn't he the land shark? I mean, wasn't he the...
Eddie Murphy was Landshark.
Who was Landshark?
Landshark predated him. I don't know who did Landshark.
Okay, but Eddie Murphy was Gumby.
Landshark was probably Belushi.
But Eddie Murphy was Gumby.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Eddie Murphy was hilarious. He was absolutely one of the great characters. And by the way, though, he is somebody, I would say that he and Will Ferrell were probably the ones who translated to the movies the best. Chevy Chase was Landshark. Was he really?
Okay.
That makes sense.
Andy.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, some of the newer movies are good, but you just can't beat like Animal House, Caddyshack.
No, but you know what?
Those movies are awesome.
No, I agree, but here's the thing. They didn't put out as many. Will Ferrell makes like two movies a year.
Yeah.
And he has generated a ton of humor.
That's true.
He really has. David Spade, he did a lot of good. Chris Farley, we got one obviously with him. Anyway, folks, if you have any movies that you love that have an SNL character in it, please let us know. That's 303-477-5600. Text line 307-200-8222. Richard will be back after the break. We will get this started. But first, American National Insurance. How many years have you not filed an insurance claim? Quite a few probably, right? Where you haven't filed one.
Haven't filed one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's me. Uh-huh.
Okay, right. Normal people who aren't Dan go a lot of years without filing one. I haven't filed one in decades. Well,
But Andy, you know, you have to move your car. You like have to take it out of the garage.
Oh, that's scary.
Right?
No, I'm not going to do that. My gosh, wow. It's a lifestyle change. Okay. Well, Paul Leuenberger, he has a program for the normal people who, you know, where every year.
I tried signing up for Paul's program. He said, no.
You're so funny. You're killing this. Paul Leuenberger has a program where every year, if you don't file a claim, you get your money back. And when you do file a claim, Paul makes sure you receive great service. Don't shop online. Talk to a real person, a good person. Call Paul at 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789 and ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
Affordable Interest Mortgage with Kurt Rogers. You know, Kurt Rogers would love to help with your mortgage needs. Sorry about that. Maybe you want to move, upgrade, buy a second home, or just refinance. Doesn't matter. Kurt's your guy. Call Kurt at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
This happens to me far more than I think it should. Hi, this is Richard Beatty, KLZ 560. I will find a word that applies and form an acrostic that becomes a teachable moment. Today's word, boys and girls, is track. Think of it. I invest in Fitbit to track my steps, calories burned, duration, and miles. I track my money and investments, and I track my projects and my progress. I track my thoughts, responsibilities, and my actions, my creative ideas, and my knowledge. T-R-A-C-K. Integrity is the connective tissue between who I am at home, through my work, and in my community. Are you tracking? Track where you go online. KLZradio.com/accountable.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush along with Dan Muir. And on the line right now, we have Richard Rush. Richard, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Richard.
Well, we have Dan. What is this? Is like the band of all brothers getting back together.
That's right. This is going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to this.
John's hey, Dan, I've got a car of yours sitting in my yard.
Yes, I know, and I've got a title for you for that car. I just have to get it over there.
Fair trade.
A little business. Yeah, your dad mentioned this to me just earlier this week, so I've got you covered, man.
Uh-huh. Likely story, Dan. Likely story.
You guys kill me. Richard, your dad is
terrible. This is a good one. This is a good one this week, Andy. For the SNL cast members, you got old Dan Muir here. This is a pretty good category. I was a little skeptical when I heard about it. I was like, this will be good, I think.
I think it'll be pretty good. I still think that your dad is afraid having the three of us have his show while he's gone. He's just thinking of the charred remains of a studio he's going to come back to.
Comes back Monday, absolutely. There's nothing left.
It's going to be awful. Okay, shall I kick us off?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, I'll kick us off, and let's see here. We usually go me, then Richard, and then whoever that other guy is who's usually here.
Me, Mr.
Rush. What's his name?
John Rush.
John Rush.
The star of the show.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's got potential.
He does.
I think so, too.
Someday he'll have his own show.
Well, this first one, let's see here. It's a clip, and I needed a clean one, so here it is, and I've played it before.
Good
from
luck.
Tommy Boy.
Oh.
Hey, good tune, man.
I don't think so.
Yeah, here we go. This song sucks.
Long ago. Talk about lame.
Totally. You can change it if you want.
I don't care. It's up to you.
I can live with it if you can.
Suit yourself. In love with you.
Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby? You said you'd be coming back this way again, baby. Baby, baby, baby.
Okay, I'll stop
Andy,
it right
I
there.
I just realized how lame I am.
Why?
Because I am that guy listening to those songs in the car singing.
Oh, I'm sorry, but Karen Carpenter's voice is magic.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
No, I listen to it at home, alone, when nobody can see. But yes, like you do, Richard, right? I mean, Richard, do you shut all the doors and make sure no male of the species can see you listening to Karen Carpenter?
Andy, never. I embrace the Karen, as my dad would say. And
so you self-identify as a Karen Carpenter listener.
Absolutely. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Quality is quality.
It's great music, and it also helps put my passengers to sleep in my Uber and Lyft car. It's just, they're out. It's fantastic. I don't have to listen to them.
See, I'd be up on the roof singing.
You don't want to be talking to anyone, Andy? Or Dan? No talking to anyone.
No talking to anybody.
Especially the ones that make me wear a mask. I just, put them out.
Not good. Hey, Richard, I just want to warn you, I've got a few clips. Dan has a few clips. Since you can't do any, you're going to have to actually reenact every scene from the movies that you like.
I'm not sure you want that, but that is a great first movie. And actually, I think my favorite SNL character ever, which is, who is Chris Farley. Just fantastic.
Tommy, he's fantastic.
He does a great job.
What a performance, wasn't it? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, just. I mean, and I know he obviously had very similar movies, all the time.
Sure.
It's not like he had this great variety, but you didn't need to when you were Chris Farley. He just had the shtick, the fat guy shtick, let's call it, right?
Oh, yeah.
But that's why you went to see Chris Farley.
Let's face it.
You wanted to see that.
I would think Beverly Hills Ninja, was that probably a forerunner to Kung Fu Panda?
Oh, I love Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, that's great. Okay, Richard, you're up. Reenact something.
All right. So, I would say, again, I didn't realize how many good movies were born off of SNL cast members, although I will say a lot more older films. Obviously, the cast members used to be better, let's just say that, than they are now and all the pieces. But I'm going to go with one that kind of, which again, I forgot all of these people were actually SNL cast members, or not all of them, a lot of them. And that's going to be Three Amigos.
Oh,
with Steve Martin, Chevy Chase, Martin Short, just a classic. And again, you forget that, well, like you say, I guess Chevy Chase was kind of the original breakout guy, right? To where he actually kind of started in his own films, and I'm sure we're going to have plenty of his to come up. But just again, fantastic movie. Probably not a movie you could do today, but overall, just great cast, great movie, great everything.
Can you do any of the older movies today? Can you do any of them?
Well, yeah, we'll have to shut down the station, but sure.
No,
remember,
but I mean,
what I was saying,
I mean,
about,
could you actually,
what I was saying
one
about
of those
charred remains?
Today.
Charred remains.
Yeah, but I mean, could you actually, as a Hollywood producer, make one of those movies today as they were made back then?
No, and we had talked about this, Richard, about movies you couldn't make anymore, like Blazing Saddles, right?
Oh, God, that's a great movie.
Absolutely. Again, Three Amigos is probably up there, too.
Three Amigos is awesome.
We are the Three Amigos. I love
stuff.
That movie.
Okay, so am I up? I'm not used to doing this.
That was a great movie. You're up.
I'm up. Okay.
I know the pressure is on. When you have to follow me and Richard.
It's tough.
And you're probably feeling like less of a man right now. You're
to
feeling
this segment
like
every week. I listen to this every week.
You listen to this every week. Well, now you're in it. Go ahead. Give us a movie.
Okay, so the Animal House.
Oh, yes.
So go ahead, Charlie.
Do we have
that.
A clip?
Yeah, it was hard to find
it's
a clean
like a mess
one.
Of it. Yeah, you did. We're all officially kicked out of school. Wormer just got our grades.
They kicked us out of school? Huh. That makes sense.
Hey! What's this, lying around? Well, what the hell is supposed to do, you moron?
War's over, man. Wormer dropped the big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now!
I love it. Absolutely. That's a hard speech to play on air.
We there are only about 5 minutes in that movie you can make today.
Exactly. Well, not only that, you can play on air. Because, man, there's like swear words everywhere.
Well, and by the way, I'm going to just lecture downward to our younger brethren here, Richard. Richard? So you know, this was the forerunner of all those college movies you ever saw. Revenge of the Nerds.
Absolutely. Animal House is fantastic. But, yes, you can only play basically the clip you just played, and that's even borderline.
Yeah, I know. And just remember, though, the Germans really didn't attack Pearl Harbor. I'm just saying.
They didn't?
No.
No, Andy, just they so did. Andy, they did, because Dan doesn't know. Dan.
I don't know.
Okay. Was it over when the – no.
All right, I got a quick clip here. If you want to feel a little bit inspirational here, This is Bill Murray in Stripes.
Oh, yes.
Who cried when Old Yeller got shot?
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa.
What?
No, it's too early. Too late. Oh, here too we go. Late. Here we go.
We're different people. We're not Watusi. We're not Spartans. We're Americans with a capital A, huh? You know what that means? Do you? That means that our forefathers were kicked out of every decent country in the world. We are the wretched refuse. We're the underdog. We're mutts. Here's proof. His nose is cold. But there's no animal that's more faithful, that's more loyal, more lovable than the mutt.
I love it.
Oh, I love it. That was right before the all-night training scene. Did you see that one, Richard?
No, I never did, actually.
You never saw Stripes? It's worth seeing, isn't it?
Well, it is.
It's one of the few I haven't.
The only problem with seeing Stripes is don't see it with your preteen children, because I forgot what was in there.
Yeah, yeah, there's some moments.
It's a great movie.
Let's say John Candy gets in a little trouble in the mud. And I'll just leave it at that. John Candy in mud. Probably not an image you wanted, Richard.
No.
Not a visual that I would that I appreciate at this moment, Andy. So thank you.
You bet. I'm there for you, man. I'm there for you. Okay, that's Stripes with Bill Murray. It was hilarious. It's a classic. Richard, you're up.
All right. Well, speaking of Bill Murray, I'm going to kind of keep it in honor of the Masters. Which there's probably going to be another movie that's in honor of the Masters. It's going to be Caddyshack. Just so fantastic. Such a great job. You forget how kind of genius Bill Murray is until you watch his movies, and he just kind of has these nice, slight, I don't know. He's just one of my more favorite comedians. I feel like he does a great job.
I just want you to know that we read your mind in advance on this one. We knew you were going to say Caddyshack. Here we go.
License to kill gophers by the government of the United Nations. Man free to kill gophers at will. To kill, you must know your enemy. In this case, my enemy is a varmint. And a varmint will never quit, ever. They're like the Viet Cong. Varmint Cong. So what you gotta do, you gotta fall back at superior firepower and superior intelligence.
I love every moment of that movie.
What a classic.
That is so great. Him going after that gopher. Some people say that when I'm sitting in the chair you're sitting in and they do the music, that I dance like the gopher.
Do you do the gopher dance?
I do the gopher
when you're
dance.
In the chair?
That's me.
Richard, do you chair dance?
I do not. I leave that to Dan and his
experiment. Yeah, it's a great way to work on the hips. You know, it's just as good as the hula hoop used to be.
That's right.
Okay.
But Caddyshack is just one of those movies that
but a series of skits. All it is.
And back in the day, we would watch Caddyshack, then we would go golfing. I mean, it's just, I'm surprised they let us back on the golf course after that.
Did anybody
it be required viewing?
Did anybody ever go golfing after Caddyshack sober?
No. No, Andy.
I just think that after Caddyshack came out, the whole idea of the drunken golfer became the thing.
Well, I mean, okay, so, but Rodney Dangerfield, what was his character, Chevitz or?
Oh, yeah. I
anyway,
he
but he
hilarious.
Had the tap right in his golf bag. I mean, you
so
can't
great.
Beat that.
Okay, Dan, you are up. Again,
you are following
a classic.
Okay, so one of my absolute all-time favorite movies is The Blues Brothers.
And Richard, you can't see it, but Charlie killed the lights in here, and yes, we are all wearing sunglasses.
As you should be. No, great, great movie. By the way, John Belushi is very underrated. I don't think people talk about him and his comedic, you know, genius enough.
Oh, wonderful.
And Dan Aykroyd. I mean, Dan Aykroyd is, by the way, Dan Aykroyd is in Tommy Boy as well.
You know, Dan Aykroyd is in a lot of movies that you just don't even know it's Dan Aykroyd until you see it's Dan Aykroyd. I mean, it's crazy how many movies he's in.
Okay, let me throw one in here. I'm not going to use a clip because, honestly, I've done so many clips from this movie, I've overclipped it.
Really? You can do that?
I can. Okay. I've actually succeeded in doing that. One of my favorite cast members, Mike Myers, Austin Powers. That's all I can say. And by the way, if we're talking about great single one-man performances in comedy history, we just talked about Tommy Boy, right?
Right.
Chris Farley. And we've got to look at both Austin Powers and Dr. Evil in Austin Powers. Richard, might that be the greatest single comedic performance ever in a movie? Is it at least top five?
I forgot that that Mike Myers was a cast member, so touche. But you forget how many characters he plays in the Austin Powers series. I mean, obviously he's Austin Powers, Dr. Evil, Fat Bastard. He's I think he's Gold Member in the newer one. I'm sure he's several other ones. Just fantastic. Again, the breadth of character that he plays is just second to none.
You know, another thing I liked about Austin Powers was that it was actually really good social commentary at times. For instance, what corporate boss doesn't always surround himself with little yes men, little mini-me's? And so they literally made a mini-me who looked like him, dressed like him, and just basically did and echoed back to him everything he wanted. And basically that was a commentary on, let's face it, bosses who always want somebody just to kiss up.
Yep.
I loved it. Sure. I laughed myself sick. And then, of course, Fat Bastard was so funny.
Get in my belly.
Oh, fantastic.
Get in my belly, little man. It's just hilarious. Richard, can you follow Mike Myers and Austin Powers?
I can. Again, I'm going to follow with another cast member that I think we're probably going to use again, and that is Adam Sandler and Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yes.
Again, in honor of the Masters. Just fantastic. Next level. Just, again, you want to talk about what people did on the golf course, and doing the run-up drive. And, yelling at the golf ball and everything else that he does. A fantastic movie. And I think some of my favorite SNL skits include him and Chris Farley. Him, basically not being able to keep it together when Chris Farley is, right, doing things to him and everything else. So, yes, one of my personal favorites as far as just overall movies go. And then, obviously, an SNL cast member movie.
And, by the way, you mentioned the Masters twice now, and thank you very much, because they showed they are the smarter sport. Am I correct?
Yes. Of course, especially with having fans and everything else. So, yes.
Yes. They did not move out of Georgia. They allowed sports to stay sports.
Thank you.
And I like that. Hey, Dan, you want to lead us off when we come back?
Sure.
All right. Let's first go to RoofMax. Hey, maybe you've got a new roof in the last few years, but this is Colorado. Dry heat, hail, heavy snow, high winds, everything that makes us run inside is still pounding that roof outside. But if you call Dave Hart at 303-710-6916, RoofMax will revitalize your roof and add years to its life. That saves you money. And that's RoofMax at 303-710-6916.
Save your roof with RoofMax. Avoid a total roof replacement with roof rejuvenation. Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora will spray a revolutionary soy-based product onto your roof that rejuvenates your shingles, meaning they become less brittle and more pliable. So when a hailstorm hits, your shingles have a better chance of bending instead of cracking or denting. Think about a rubber tire versus a piece of glass. Because this unique, all-natural product only soaks into the asphalt, it won't stain your gutters, and it won't change the color of your roof. In fact, it'll brighten up the color and leave it looking like new. You'll save yourself the cost of your insurance deductible, the hassle of making an insurance claim, and avoid the risk of your premiums going up sooner. Plus, you won't have to deal with the time and mess of a total roof replacement. RoofMax in South Aurora will rejuvenate your roof in a couple of hours. Call Dave Hart now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916. If I should live or die, time and time again, the
chance for love has passed me by. And all I'm not going to sing along with
this. I would destroy it.
My gosh. Richard, I never knew you had such a lovely voice. Or wait, is this... this is a recording. I'm sorry.
No, that's Richard. He's just that good over the phone.
Where did he get the music back up?
That's amazing.
That's incredible.
The technology he has.
Richard, you've been through a lot of changes, haven't you?
You know, too many to count, Andy.
Folks, welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, along with Dan Muir and Richard Rush on the line. We are destroying the show slowly, maybe fast.
So it's a good thing it's Friday.
It's a good thing it's Friday. John's
People
worried.
Have the whole weekend to forget about what just happened.
However fast John's coming back, it's faster.
Right.
Dan, and by the way, we just had somebody who tried to call in. Just so you know, call right back. We had a phone issue. It is cleared up. We're ready to take that call. Dan, you're up next.
Okay, so we were talking about Dan Aykroyd a little while ago.
Oh, yeah.
And Dan Aykroyd teamed up with, it just lost my mind, but in The Great Outdoors. And this is a clip where...
Was that Candy or no?
John Candy, thank you, yes. And this is a clip where John Candy has to attempt to eat the 96er. This is a huge steak. If he eats the whole thing, everybody gets to eat for free at the table.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, that should do it,
I think that's a good idea. All right, I'll have the Royal Canadian Mounted Beef Barley Soup.
Ooh, yeah.
And then that bucket of salad.
Good. Well, I'll split that with you.
You will?
Yeah.
All right, do that. That would help. And then the, I guess the medley of perch. That's my favorite. Okay.
Miss, what's the old 96er?
Oh, that's our world-famous Paul Bunyan's Blue Ox Steak. It is a 96-ounce prime-aged beef steak. And if you or any member of your party orders the old 96er and finishes, everybody eats for free.
Not bad, huh? Want to go for it, girls? How about you, Chet?
People seem to like that. Yes?
I'll try it.
Okay, great.
There you go.
Sounds good.
Seriously, though, has anybody ever eaten one?
No, not in my lifetime, no.
Bon appetit.
Oh, good God.
And everybody comes over, and as he's now he's, we fast forward here, so now yeah. He's eating it, he's eating it.
He's except, eating the whole thing.
Except for, go ahead, Charlie.
All right.
How do you do it?
He's struggling.
I think that just about does it.
He's not done yet.
Well, he may take a little while with that last bite, but it'll go down.
That ain't the last bite.
Well, sure it is. There's nothing on that plate but gristle and fat.
Guys say, gotta eat it.
Oh, God, no.
No problem. Listen, if I can get a dessert down him, think you could throw in a couple of Paul Bunyan hats for the kid?
No, these are great friends, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Dan Aykroyd, right? John Candy is dying from eating this huge steak, right?
Yeah.
So Dan Aykroyd's like, hey, if we can throw a dessert down him, you know, you're throwing some free hats for the kids. I mean, that's a good friend. That's how you'd treat me if I tried doing something like this, isn't it, Andy?
I probably would.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get that dessert
heartless.
Down him.
Yes. Anything with John Candy and Dan Aykroyd, oh, you're gonna, you've got great a winner stuff. Right there. That's just all the way. That's all there is to it. Okay, well, you know what? As long as we're talking Dan Aykroyd, let me do a clip. Are you ready? Here we go.
Well, you could believe Mr. Pecker.
My name is Peck.
Or you could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Yes. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Enough, I get the point.
I could go on, but I won't because I don't want to drag it out too much.
I could just listen to that whole thing.
That movie,
Ghostbusters, is fantastic.
When I first went and saw Ghostbusters in the theater, I literally had never laughed that hard in my life in a movie. I'd seen Blazing Saddles. I'd seen a lot of movies. But Bill Murray, we're talking once again about great comedic performances, and we usually think about, you know, really physical performances. His delivery of every single line was so spot on perfect. He just killed me the entire movie. Richard, what do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, that was going to be part of mine. Again, another cast. Again, another solid one where you've actually brought a lot more cast members together, and it actually turned out fantastic, whereas today I think they try a little too hard based off the successes of these past movies.
I think you're right. I think a lot of times they do try too hard and they fall flat. It just feels overdone.
They do. Yeah.
That one, believe it or not, and here you have this wild and wacky movie with the wacky special effects and all this. And, oh, by the way, it launched the career of one Rick Moranis. Let's not forget him.
It did. That's right.
He was hilarious. But that movie, everything, it was almost understated the way they talked in light of what they were doing. It was hilarious. He slimed me.
He slimed me. Yeah. In the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. He was awesome.
Hilarious. Richard, you're up.
Yes, great one. So I'm going to go with one that Andy, maybe you guys, and Dan, I don't think you guys know this one as far as this gentleman actually was a cast member, and that is Zoolander with Ben Stiller.
He did do a year, didn't he?
He did. He was early on, and he was just kind of, and he actually went, and I read this because I didn't realize it, he went and did his own thing. So that was kind of fascinating. Basically, I think he went to Fox or MTV or something like that and did his own show. But, yes, as far as Zoolander goes, Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, they tried to do the sequel, and that didn't work out so hot. But, you know, he was really, really ridiculously good-looking.
He was so funny. But how can you mention Ben Stiller without mentioning Dodgeball? I just got
touché.
Oh my gosh, Dodgeball! That's another one where I laughed myself sick. That was just wrong. But Zoolander was hilarious. And the thing about Zoolander, that's another one of those characters like Mike Myers does so often, where the actor creates a whole different persona from what he normally does. Because Zoolander was hilarious.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's the thing with, you know, Ben Stiller. Obviously, we can go with other movies of his as far as, you know, Meet the Parents and Meet the Fockers and some of the other stuff. But, again, Zoolander kind of was the, not necessarily the coming out party, but, yeah, I guess we'll call it the coming out party.
Oh, it was awesome. Awesome. Great call. Okay, you're up.
Okay, so what did you guys think of Bill Murray in Scrooged?
Oh, he was great.
I loved it. Absolutely loved it. I wish I had a clip. I don't have a clip of Scrooged.
You don't have a clip of Scrooged?
No. Do you?
No.
No, but it's just a fantastic movie. I love the whole take on it.
Oh, yes. That was absolutely hilarious. With what was it? The Solid Gold Dancers? Scrooge was just wrong, but it was great. Okay.
It was really good.
All right. I'm going to do another. We're talking greatest all-time performances, comedic performances by an SNL character. How about Eddie Murphy in Coming to America?
Oh, great movie.
Remember? Have you seen the second one in?
No. There's a second?
It's on Amazon Prime.
How is it?
I haven't seen it. That's why I'm asking the movie guy.
Well, just a minute.
Sorry, I haven't seen it.
You know, Richard, I've seen this ad on Amazon Prime. I did not realize it was a new movie.
It is. They actually did a sequel.
Does he do the Coming to America?
That's right. It does say that.
Does he do the... does he do the Jewish guy again? Because that was crazy good.
Again, can you do that today? And Amazon's actually been willing to do that. You know, they had Borat. They did the second Borat.
Yeah.
And you can't do that today, but they actually did. So maybe, I don't know, like you said, maybe they have. Maybe they've, again, here's the deal, folks. Comedy, real comedy, Andy, as we know, has really gone by the wayside. And that's what SNL has always done a great job at, or mostly.
Yeah,
they've made fun of both sides, and you know they've made fun of everyone, and it's something that honestly I hate to say it, South Park has done a really good job at. Being able to make fun of everyone all the time, right? So they can't be accused of, you know, only making fun of one side or being racist or whatever it is. And that to me is what makes these movies so good. Right, is they can make fun of everyone and you can laugh about it and not feel like you're a bad person.
You know, that's what I told my kids. I said, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, we could laugh at each other and we enjoyed it. You know, we can make fun of each other.
Yes.
I make fun of you. You make fun of me.
Well, what we're talking about
is... And you can't
is
do that today.
What we're talking about is a simple outgrowth of cancel culture that is going across everything. Media, sports, everything, and comedy.
Absolutely. Is there any comedy today?
Yeah, there is, but it's got to be, you know, it's fewer and farther between because you got to be so careful, right, Richard?
Absolutely. Well, and again, that's the thing is, no offense, comedy shouldn't have to be that way, right?
Right.
Like making fun of people and things. And then obviously, you know, certain comedians and stuff go too far, but you know who those guys are, right? You know the raunchy guy, that he's going too far and that he shouldn't be doing what he's doing and all the above stuff, right? But that's the thing is, with comedy movies, and partly, Andy, why I think some of these SNL movies of late haven't been as good is because they've been afraid to do that because of the backlash or whatever else it is. It's like most people still today love good comedy. It's just the vocal minority that, you know, gets all hurt about it. And then they force people to stop doing it, and they ruin it for the rest of us.
They absolutely do. And I got to be honest, there is nothing like in Coming to America watching Eddie Murphy put on that makeup and be talking like the old Jewish guy, "Hey, you bastards." You know, and he's just like, oh my gosh.
It's great stuff.
I couldn't believe he was doing it. He did so many characters. He's so brilliant. And today you would have so many people complaining about every bit of it. Absolutely, Richard. I totally agree. Okay. Richard, are you up?
No, I don't know which one did I do.
Did Coming to America.
Okay, perfect. Yes, then I'm up.
Okay.
So again, this is one I you forget, but then obviously you go back and some of my, you know, the YouTube pastimes that I really enjoy is sitting and watching clips of the old people, of the older, you know, actors that obviously were doing it, you know, back in the, you know, 70s and 80s and 90s. And that to me, you know, at least the 90s for sure, is Will Ferrell. And so that's going to be Anchorman.
Oh, yeah.
Of Ron Burgundy. So good.
That was so funny.
So many quotable lines. You know, he will read the prompter. You know, which, by the way, that, the whole reading the prompter thing is totally what happens today. You could put on the screen for some of these news, you know, quote-unquote news anchors, anything and everything, and they would read it. And I just would love it if someone would have the, you know, what's to do it.
Yeah, but Richard, because you don't have a clip, you've got to reenact the movie. So go ahead. Well, Dan and I will wait. We're good.
If I appropriately do so, I would.
Okay.
But, you know, speaking of that, of the reading of the teleprompter, your dad, when I was on with your dad, we used to play that one of the airline when it crashed, and then the news anchor read off the pilot's names in the Chinese names. We used to play that clip a lot. It was so much fun.
That is so wrong. Okay, Dan, close us out of this segment.
Okay, one of the movies that I really like, going back to Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, is Trading Places.
Oh, funny.
And it is just, it's a great, but it's also a great educational movie. It's just great. It's to see.
Educational?
It is, from how the markets worked, how the commodity markets worked and things like that. I found it fascinating and educational and a lot of fun. It was just a fun movie.
I was a young guy. I was watching Jamie Lee Curtis. I wasn't being educated. Okay?
Right.
I mean, my gosh. Okay. That was hilarious. Did you see...
Good movie.
Richard, did you see Trading Places?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I guess I saw Freaky Friday, which... right? Is that with Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yes, it is.
I guess kind of different, right?
You know, my favorite movie probably with Jamie Lee... I mean, obviously you go to Halloween, but probably A Fish Called Wanda. Did you guys see that one? No?
I think I'm alone here?
It's been a long time ago.
Okay. Well, tell you what. Let's go to break. We'll come back. We'll finish up. Barber's Foods is up next. Barber's always has new specials. So see what's happening in April. Check out their website at barbersfoods.com. While you're there, look at their great selection of high-quality meats. And you can even see cooking ideas, videos, and videos about their suppliers. It's pretty cool. To order, call or text 303-466-7338 or order online at barbersfoods.com.
For those select few who still care about how the animals were raised and cared for, barbersfoods.com is perhaps the last place in Colorado you can go to buy air-chilled chicken, locally raised beef and bison, premium Duroc pork, and wild-caught salmon that are all sourced from families that they know personally. Let's face it, some things in life are gone and never likely to ever come back. Like houses in Denver that cost less than $100,000, or knowing your neighbor well enough to borrow a cup of sugar. But thanks to Barber's Foods, you can still know where your food comes from. Go to barbersfoods.com and click on April Specials at the top of the page to find ground beef and air-chilled chicken breast on sale. And for Mother's Day on May 9th, they have Mom's Favorite Beef Filet Tenderloins on sale. Some things are long gone, but you can still buy your meats from a local Colorado-owned family business. Barbersfoods.com, connecting you to your food since 1949.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others, so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now a good shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A good shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Julie says, "Thank you so much for a great experience and your attention to the details. I was truly impressed with what we got for our money." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush along with Dan Muir and Richard Rush. Who's up next? Was it me or you? Did you go?
Is it me? No, I just did. No, you're up next.
Okay. Well, we're talking about Will Ferrell. I got to throw one in for the kids. Elf.
I like that movie.
What a classic kids movie. That is one of the most popular kids movies ever made, especially if you're talking about non-cartoons. And what a great performance by him. He was incredible.
That's a good movie.
What do you think, Richard?
Absolutely. Yeah, again, one of the obviously his cleaner movies, but yeah, it's very well done.
It was cleaner. Now, in the original, you know, the original one that was out, they had to cut about 90% out to make the actual movie. Not really. I'm just saying, but his movies are generally not that clean.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I know. But he's hysterical. Oh, my gosh, he was so funny as the giant elf. But you are up, Richard.
All right, so I'm going to go with one, obviously, let's go on the lady side of things. And it's more recent one. Again, one of the better recent films. And that's going to be Bridesmaids. With a lot of different cast members, right, that are a part of this one. Kristen Wiig, Maya Rudolph.
Are you going to reenact this one too? Or
No, again, I can't appropriately do it. But even one for the ladies. I think they can all appreciate it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Bridesmaids is funny.
I never saw it.
Yeah, you're up.
Oh, you can see it. It's pretty funny.
Is it good? Okay.
Yeah, it's not the cleanest thing ever made by a long stretch.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, so another movie going back in time was 48 Hours with Eddie Murphy and Nick Nolte. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
That was just, you know, back then, you had to go see every Eddie Murphy movie that came out. You just had to go see it.
And all he did, all he was doing was playing Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, and it was great. You know, so he's the convict, and Nick Nolte pulls him out to help him catch a crook, and so he gets, you know, out for 48 hours to help him, so he gets to be he gets to play cop as a criminal. It's a great movie.
It was hilarious with Nick Nolte basically being the straight man.
Yeah.
Just and frustrated at this idiot.
And Nick Nolte, was he like born with a cigarette in his mouth or something?
Yes.
I mean, that guy's voice is just gone.
No, it's a birth defect, and let's not make fun of it. But I mean, he was born with a cigarette in his mouth. Richard, did you see 48 Hours, or is this a little before?
I never did.
Three, four decades before your time?
Yeah, a little bit.
Am I really that old?
Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah.
You are that old. Okay. Let's do another team up with two of them. Will Ferrell and Tina Fey in Megamind.
Okay. So this is a movie that you made me watch.
I made you watch
at your
this.
House.
And what did you think?
There. It is fantastic. It is a great movie. If you haven't seen Megamind, you've got to see Megamind.
Richard, I've never seen Dan laugh that hard. But you've seen Megamind, right?
It is one of those. Again, it's one of the sneaky animated movies and just sneaky movies in general.
It was funny. It was so funny. Okay, so that's mine, Megamind. Richard, you're up next.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to go with one that, hold on here, I got to find my list. Obviously, we would be remiss, especially with my dad not being here, that if we did not mention more of this actor, that's Chevy Chase, obviously in the Vacation series.
There you go.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is my personal favorite, just because obviously we watched it at, you know, from time to time at Christmas, and it's just one of the better Christmas movies that I enjoy that you can laugh at And it's just, but and obviously Chevy Chase in Vacation as well, and Vegas Vacation.
You know, Chevy Chase.
Them, right, guys? All of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Chevy Chase, he was so good in the skits on SNL, but he was better in the movies. I mean, he just came alive in the movies, didn't he?
You forget. I think the definition of the best SNL guys are guys that you forget were SNL guys, right?
Right.
That's a great point. Yeah, absolutely.
You forget because there's such movie, there's such big stars because they're so good on the big screen. I agree.
Oh, was that the wave at me? Am I like supposed to say something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
There are so many gestures I wave at you, Dan.
I know, that's why I couldn't pick it up.
So this one, yeah, go ahead.
Now, I just got this one in from my sister Anne, and Date Night with Tina Fey.
Oh yeah.
Now I haven't seen it. Is it good?
I only saw part of it, and I liked it.
Steve Carell, right?
Steve Carell.
We did not know. I didn't
Steve
remember.
Carell, right?
Go ahead.
Yeah, no. So yeah, I've seen it. It's really good. It's kind of cute. It's where they go and they want to go into the. You know, they essentially are, you know, every other married couple and forget to make reservations. They go to the fancy restaurant, so they assume the name of the people that they go to the restaurant for, and it's actually like some, you know, mob boss or whatever that is getting ready to be killed and this sort of thing. And so it's pretty funny.
That actually sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
It does sound
good. It is.
Okay. Let me do a couple more kid movies, just kid performances. Once again, by Mr. Eddie Murphy, Shrek and Mulan.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these are two kid movies where he dominated them. And by the way, in Shrek, that was a team up again with Mike Myers.
And I love Shrek. It's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, it's hilarious. And it was, nobody had ever seen, you know, a really gross kids movie. Right? And a lot of kids.
It crossed the line a few times.
It did cross the line a few times. And yet it became a classic and everybody wanted to see more of it because, well, let's face it, it was hilarious.
It was. It was great.
And Eddie Murphy was lights out as a little donkey. So there you go. I'm throwing two out there. Shrek and Mulan, by the way, is the little dragon. He was hilarious in that too. Mushu. Oh, he was great. Richard, you're up.
All right, I'm going to go with one again, back to the Will Ferrell train, because there's so many of them, and that's going to be Step Brothers with John C. Reilly.
Oh,
and since we're on it, I know this is probably our last round, Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights.
Oh, yes.
I didn't see that one either.
Talladega Nights.
Very good. Very good.
It's very intellectual. I mean, it's something that makes you think.
Really? No wonder I haven't seen it.
Yeah, not quite. Dan, you're up.
Okay, so my last one I've got is Groundhog Day.
We got time for another round.
No, but this is all I got left. So I got Groundhog Day.
Well, just do it over and over.
I could do it again. Groundhog Day.
Yeah, okay. That's bad. That was weak. Charlie's looking at me in rage. Groundhog Day was hilarious. And by the way, who was the girl? Andie MacDowell.
Oh, yes.
She was cute. And she was also very funny.
Yes, it's a funny, funny movie.
Richard, I hate to even say this again, but how many times did you see Groundhog Day?
Countless, Andy.
Countless. Goes on forever.
I've actually seen it probably 5 times. I loved it.
That's pretty good.
It's a great movie.
Okay, let's do another one with a team up. Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan in A Night at the Roxbury.
I don't think I saw that one.
You didn't see that?
No.
Two idiot brothers who do the bobbing with their heads while they dance. Okay, I won't go any further. Richard, you're up. Let's do one more round.
One more round. Okay, I'm going to go with, actually, here's one I forgot about.
Yeah.
And that's Mean Girls.
Oh! Well, who's in Mean Girls? Tina Fey's in there?
I don't know, Andy. Oh, Amy Poehler's in there.
Tina Fey wrote it.
Correct, yeah, Tina Fey wrote it. That's where it came from, mainly. It's Tina Fey.
Okay, all right.
So, yes.
And Charlie says, don't forget, It's Pat. The movie It's Pat. Did you ever see that with Al Franken?
No, I never did.
Well, you need to. You need to. Okay, that's it. We are done. Thank you guys so much. Dan Muir,
thanks,
Richard Rush, getting me through the movies without John Rush. John will be back next week, and we'll do this all again. Right, Richard?
Absolutely.
Good being on with you, Richard.
Okay. That'll do it, guys, good seeing you both. That'll do it for hour number two. In the next hour, we're going to talk bars, restaurants, and running for office with Danielle Jurinski. I'm sitting here with Dan. Until then, keep it right here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.